We now invite you to join a nationwide audience to sing and to enjoy the best-loved hymns of every faith, hymns of all churches, which follows immediately after a special news bulletin.
This is Don Hollenbeck. We delay our program momentarily for some invasion bulletins from the NBC newsroom in New York. A spokesman for the German government admits officially that the Allied beachhead in France is 21 miles long and 6 miles deep. Berlin Radio says that between 2 and 5 new Allied divisions, 75,000 more men, were landed in France last night. Just a moment ago, Berlin broadcast that an entire Allied airborne division has been landed on the west coast of Normandy. NBC monitors heard a German broadcast 1 hour ago admitting that Nazi troops had given up the town of Bayeux, 6 miles inland on the Cherbourg Peninsula. And DNB reports 100 Allied tanks are attacking today near the village of Caen, 9 miles inland from the sea. General Eisenhower's noon communique states German forces have been cleared from all beachheads in France. From Italy, the bulletin that Allied forces are now 40 miles beyond Rome at Civitavecchia. This news came to you from the NBC newsroom in New York.
Welcome to Hymns of All Churches, brought to you by General Mills, which we today dedicate to that greatest undertaking of all times, the invasion of Fortress Europe. As we gather to sing, our sons and brothers, yes, fathers and husbands too, are making an heroic attempt to wrest the continent of Europe from the hands of the marauder. In this solemn hour, join us as we pray that God give them strength and courage to carry on, and that we in turn may be inspired to a fuller realization of the responsibilities which rest with us. Loveliest hymns in our repertoire. The Catholic favorite, Mary Help Our Valiant Soldiers, a touching plea to the Virgin Mary for the safety of our boys, sung to the ever-lovely music of Mother Dearest, Mother Fairest. Our soloist today is Kenneth Morrow.
Mary Help Our Valiant Soldiers, guard them all on land and sea. Keep them ever near to Jesus and sing all the
Among the great writings of all time, none is more comforting, nor more reassuring than the 23rd Psalm. For centuries, people the world over has turned to it for inspiration and courage at crucial moments. And so today, we turn to it again. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As we near the close of our broadcast, it is the sincere hope of all of us on Hymns of All Churches that our hymns today have brought you comfort and strength in the difficult but triumphant days that lie ahead. Let us remember that when our cares become too heavy to bear, we can always turn to Him and pray. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, Be thou our guard while troubles last, and our eternal home.
The invasion so much on our minds. Naturally, we're all talking about it. It's the most important thing in our lives. But please, when we talk, let's remember this. Careless talk costs lives. Our enemy is clever. He hopes we aren't. He hopes we'll tell in a bus or a restaurant or to someone who'll repeat it. Some little piece of information that he wants. He hopes we'll talk about our letters from men in the service and repeat what they said. And those of us who are in war work, yes, he hopes we'll let out some of the things we know about our work. But let's fool him, please. The enemy has big ears. He hopes we have big mouths. Let's show him he's wrong. Let's think before we speak. Let's remember that careless talk costs lives.